The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Jimi Hendrix was a Marine. You're right. He was a United States Marine.
He was indeed.
And did he get, because I heard things, did he get discharged honorably? But he already.
Let's go with yes.
I thought it's Hendrix's birthday today. My son idolized Jimi Hendrix. I go, admire the music prowess of the man, not so much the lifestyle of the man, but he was a music genius. And I thought he was like 6'5", and Mikey tells me he was only like 5'10" or something like that. But he was a paratrooper. Was he a paratrooper as well?
I'm not sure, but he was a Marine. We have to acknowledge the service.
I love it. Are you kidding? Yeah. And he was always patriotic. That I'm telling you, when I talk about Jimi Hendrix with me, and it's all about Frank Sinatra on the show, I understand that Brett Hockman is with us, and Brett has a founder. He's the founder of the American Dream Foundation, Heroes to Homeowners, which helps veterans get homes. And Brett, welcome. It's great to have you here. But Jimmy, when he did the national anthem at Woodstock, that was patriotic. That was in the middle of the 60s. And you know what? Every one of those hippies stood up at the national anthem.
It's hard not to.
Yeah,
it's hard not to. When you hear his music, you're inspired.
That's right. Still to this day, brother.
Yes, absolutely.
How are you, man? How's it all going? And we love this Heroes to Homeowners.
First, I want to wish you and Frankie and Al a very happy Thanksgiving.
It was a terrific holiday.
I think it gives us all a chance to decompress a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
And most importantly, be thankful. And we have to be thankful for those who keep us safe. And so, perfect segue into, can never say enough about veterans.
Yeah, I know, man. I feel the same way. I think of my dad. We work with the veterans out in Hunterdon County. These guys are great. We want to talk about your foundation, Heroes to Homeowners. But these guys are like from World War II, from Vietnam, from World War II, when I tell you.
Yes.
Then these guys, it's like a vacuum. It's like a vacuum repair shop. I swear to God, how I found these guys. And I go out there, and they're all veterans, GemVac, and we just embrace them, and they're so patriotic, and it's so great to see. So God bless you for what you're doing.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring that up, because most of those who are part of that generation, the greatest generation, and that moniker is richly deserved. They don't voluntarily speak about their military experience.
Ever.
But it's almost as if you can pull the cord on an inflatable raft. Mm-hmm. Because if they feel comfortable and you engage them, mm-hmm. even in brief conversation, mm-hmm. then you hear stories that will curl what's left of my hair.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really something, and their heroism
even the guy. To your point, the guys in Nam as well. That's my generation, and we always respect the Vietnam heroes because they just were so disrespected. And I remember as a kid when my buddies went in, man, they came back, and I was like, "Thank you." They never got a parade. They never got a thank you, and they don't talk about it. What they saw in Nam, it was horrific.
Horrific. There's an expression that's been coined recently, and I think it's very appropriate. And it's been coined probably over the last couple of years. If you see a Vietnam vet and you're introduced to the fact they are, in fact, a Vietnam vet, you say, welcome home.
You're so funny.
Yeah,
I said that.
That is so, and you'll see their shoulders will will relax. It's an instant connection.
So I'm at church. I told the story in the air, to your point. Then I want to talk about
please.
What you're doing.
No. That's great.
I'm in church, and the usher comes over. He was, I think he was a Marine indeed. And I said, you were a Marine? He goes, yeah. So I was on my way to pay tribute to these GEMVAC Marines I told you about in Hunterdon County. And he said, you tell them, welcome home. And then I got in front of those folks, and I said, I was with State Senator Mike Daugherty, great guy, very supportive of the military. And I said, guys, this is from the usher at church. Welcome home. And they loved it. So that's great. I love that.
Yeah.
So tell us about how you're getting vets to buy homes. This is spectacular.
Yeah, it's regrettable to think that somebody who served this country mm-hmm. has any kind of barrier to reorient themselves and their family to the lives that sometimes we take for granted.
It's true.
And there is no better foundation, and I'm not up on a soapbox, for any kind of family life and to be a productive member of society than to, in fact, be a homeowner. And I had mentioned this when you were gracious enough to have me on the show previously, that Uncle Sam did this really right, and he doesn't get enough credit. He recognizes, and I'm speaking using the masculine pronoun here, but Uncle Sam said, private sector lenders, we need to help those people who protect and have served
us. That's right.
We're not the best at the execution. You are. That's what you do for a living. Mm-hmm. We'll be, and I'm simplifying this and taking some creative license, we'll be a vet's co-signer. Lend them, among other special benefits, lend them 100% of the purchase price. And a private sector lender,
yeah.
I'm still a lender. It's 30-plus years. We were vetted by Uncle Sam, as I kid around, professional colonoscopy, passed with flying colors, and now we can offer 100% loan to the most deserving amongst us. But I'm sorry, but that's still not enough.
Yeah.
Why isn't it enough? Because, as you had made some reference to it as it relates to Vietnam vets, but it's a stigma, an inappropriate stigma, an improper one. Perhaps we all have to take a small bit of responsibility for it, but we think of returning vets as not viable economic contributors.
Yeah.
But near indigent, and it's so inaccurate.
So what happened with the VA home loan benefit now? Because they have that built in, right? Like my dad had it. We talked about it before.
Yes.
The GI Bill my pop used to buy a house in Belleville, New Jersey.
And the VA home loan is a benefit that resulted from the GI Bill of Rights in 1944.
Okay.
And it really oversimplified, but most appropriately said, it makes Uncle Sam a veteran's co-signer. So when a veteran buys a home, he can borrow 100% with less than perfect credit, and the lender can feel safe that if, regrettably, for unforeseen reasons, the loan doesn't perform, they don't have to rely exclusively on the real estate. They can go to Uncle Sam and get repaid.
Yeah.
So what better way, what more efficient way to make the most deserving amongst us homeowners?
And what barriers are unique to veterans in entering the New York metro housing?
Okay, that's a great question.
It's impossible around for anybody to buy it.
And that's true. So consider that with even how difficult it is to buy for all of us, add even an incremental burden. That even somebody of the Iraq Afghani vintage, here you are, you're serving, you've put your economic and all your other life on hold, you're reintegrated into society, you may not have a job that's completely reflective of your skill set and experience that should be transferable, discussion for another day, but now you have a family, or you have aspirations to begin one, and now you look for a home and you're met with resistance. Sometimes that resistance isn't articulated. It's just sort of harkens back to when there were racial barriers to buying homes.
Mm.
You're shown homes in neighborhoods that are not appropriate.
Oh, is that right? That's what they do. Yeah,
you
wow.
You can get steered in different ways.
So you step up. We're talking about Brett Hockman, yeah. Is the founder of the American Dream Foundation, Heroes to Homeowners. This is your philanthropic work here to help veterans is just second to none, Brett. So tell us where we could go if we know if you're a veteran or if someone knows a veteran, where do we go to take advantage of your goodness and your kindness in this regard?
You could call me directly.
Look at that. Look at that.
I know.
Look at that now.
And you shed some skepticism.
Get your pen out.
I was real, but I'm telling you. And it's my cell. I answer it 24/7, no exceptions, to the chagrin and dismay of the people around me sometimes, but be that as it may, that's part of the price of admission. 516-457-9974. That's my personal cell, 24/7. You can reach me by email. It's B, first initial, Hockman, Hockman, at Heroes, Heroes, 2TO, homeowners, Home, O-W-N-E-R-S .com.
And then the website is what for Heroes to Homeowners?
www.heroes, spelled the same way, H-E-R-O-E-S-T-O, homeowners, Home, O-W-N-E-R-S .org.
Homeowners, Heroes to Homeowners. You got to check that out. God bless. Did you serve? Did you tell me you didn't serve?
I did not serve.
Yeah, me neither.
As I said.
Yeah. You feel it more sometimes if you don't, right?
Boy, I really do. This is my opportunity to serve.
God bless
this
you,
is
man.
My opportunity. It's not enough, but it's as best that I can do, and I'm so dedicated to do it.
We're proud to have you on the air. Here's a guy who's a banker, a philanthropist, and he reaches out to the veterans. And if you're a veteran, and or you know somebody veteran that's having a tough time, this is where you got to go. Heroes to Homeowners. I'll tell you, Brett, thank you for joining us, my friend.
It's my pleasure. Thanks. Appreciate the hospitality.
No, thank you, my brother.
And the morning shake.
You got his pumpkin from
too.
David Burke, man.
All right.
Thank you, Brett. Well done. Right. Well done, and God
Thanks.
Bless you. God bless you. Let me grab some calls, Al, if I can. They've been holding for so long. We appreciate it. Joshua in Jersey. Hi, Joshua. What is on your mind this morning?
Joe, it's a nice and pleasure to speak to somebody of your stature.
Oh, thank you.
A real American.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm 38 years old, so I'm a young American. I've been hearing about immigration my entire life, and I'm really concerned about my future and the future of the next generation coming up if we don't do something about this now. We've got to really start holding the companies that are hiring these folks accountable, whether it be a cleaning company, whether it be a farmer, whether it be a major construction company, because this is the reason why we have such low wages. And at 38 years old, I clear $33,000 a year.
Wow. What do you do, if I may ask, Joshua?
I'm in construction. I'm a supervisor in construction.
Wow.
And, you know, what people don't realize is when you at the top of the people at the top of the heap are telling these folks they don't have to worry about immigration law or taxes, that filters down into the smaller businesses where they don't want to follow any law. They don't want to follow safety regulations or anything like that. And it's really gotten to a point where, I mean, I'm in New Jersey and this governor's out of his mind putting $2.5 million here for undocumented criminal trespassers to get legal fees. I mean, I can't get any of that. You can't get any of that. But people that don't belong here somehow can. And we need to stop this and nip it in the bud. My generation is going to be literally screwed.
Yeah, you're right. Joshua,
and
thank
you. The generation after that is done.
Now, don't leave Jersey, man, because I know what you're thinking. I know you're thinking. We got to stay there, man. It's tough for all of us in Jersey. They make it impossible.
My parents are buried here. And, you know, I left for about 5 years. Mm. I went to South Carolina, and I came back, and you know, I keep asking myself every morning I wake up, why did I come back here? And then I look around and say, man, I was born here. I was raised here.
That's it.
And I'm watching it go down the bowl, and no one wants to see it happening any longer.
Listen, Joshua, do us a favor. Keep listening. We appreciate you listening. We are privileged to have you listening because you're a great young American, a great patriot. God bless you for what you're doing. And I think if we stay on track, we can win here. So, Joshua, stay with us, and thank you for calling in. And call back again when you get a chance. All right, Joshua, sending our best to you, my friend. There we go. Thank you. That's great. How about that? I feel so sorry for the guy. 38 years old. I'm the same way. It's like thousands of people every month in New York and New Jersey leave in droves. They leave in droves. Yet here Joshua is staying there, and we appreciate that, Joshua. It's 90. Al, let me go to Marianne real quick. She's been holding for such a long time. Marianne, sorry to keep you waiting. We got a break, but I wanted to get you on the air. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well, Joe. How are you?
Very well, sweetheart. What's on your mind?
I just want to know, tell you about Hillary Clinton. Seems that she's changing her tune about immigration.
Yeah, right.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did hear that. Marianne, thank you for calling, and we will address it. You know, everybody sounded exactly like Donald Trump, Barack Obama. To your point, Marianne, Hillary, they said the same thing. You can't just let undocumented workers coming in. Boom. Now all of us, Chuck Schumer too, they're all on video. How does it go away, and why is it not addressed? Marianne, great phone call, and thank you. We appreciate that.
To Marianne's
that.
Point, the interesting thing about Hillary is she's going the other way. Yeah, becoming more concerned.
Oh, you think she's going to be more?
No, she is.
Yeah,
she is.
Been
she's
saying
warning
that.
The European
what did
countries.
She? What did she say about the European, but nothing about what's happening down at
no,
the border?
No, she says you have to get a handle on this migrant crisis.
Right, right. Except you, if you look at Bill, Hillary, and everybody else from vintage video, Chuck Schumer, Barack Obama, not too long ago, Frankie Five Barrows, they all said the same thing, right? So now Hillary was, you think she'll say something about
this? She is. She's becoming more
but
conservative.
But she addressed Europe. Do you think she'll address America now? All right, yeah.
No.
Well, that would be a turnaround, and I thought she had said it before. Hey, Piscopo in the morning, and Debbie's out there looking out on the roads for you, 921. Debbie, how we doing out there this morning?
I'll tell you what's happening. Good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, Frank, Al, and everybody. Over on the LIE, westbound at 111, accident on the shoulder, and then you're moving slowly through Round Swamp Road with an accident just cleared out of the way. It's still stop and go as you take it over to the New England Thruway, heading southbound right at the Hutch with an accident. Delays back toward Co-op City, northbound side of the Deegan is slowing down into the Cross Bronx and the Cross Bronx East at the Deegan. A collision there as well. Expect delays on the LIE eastbound at 108th in Queens with a crash, and it's still solid on the northbound side of the Van Wyck getting into the LIE. Accident blocking one lane. Sponsored by Indeed.com. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire. Partly cloudy today, high of 47. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Hugh Hewitt sees the media's new obsession already playing out.
Ivanka Trump was using a personal email account, but she's not the Secretary of State, and she didn't have a server in her house. All right, so it's just the emails we have to worry about, not the server. That's why it's different from Hillary, but it doesn't much matter. They're gonna run that forever. They think there's equivalence here.
The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings at 3, right before Joe Piscopo at 6 on AM 970, The Answer.
If you're feeling run down and you don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and once you start taking Balance of Nature, you'll feel great. People report that their skin looks better, they have less aches and pains, and they have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. Call Balance of Nature, 1-800-2468-751, and use the promo code THEANSWER for 35% off your first month's supply, or go to balanceofnature.com. But make sure you use the promo code THEANSWER. Good health is only a phone call away. Call Balance of Nature, 800-2468-751. Use the promo code THEANSWER.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. on the Cats Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Cats Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Morano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Good morning. Great to have you with us. It is 9:24 and AM 970, The Answer. Have you sent your Capalbos a gift basket yet? I've done this for years, so I have the copy in front of me, as they say, in radio, you know. But I tell you, from my heart, I had dinner with the Capalbo family. I heard how they came from Italy. They came to Jersey. They started making handmade gift baskets. You know what? They haven't changed. Except now that they're all around the world. Capalbo is all around the world. And I remember I would go in to Capalbo's, and I would see the workers, and they hand make these baskets just the way the family started when they came from Italy to New Jersey. Now it's the ultimate gift to send out. So I just sent one out. I always go online, and you get a great discount, by the way, and I use my own discount. I did. I said, why not? I said, what? If you use Joe 970 is what I used, Joe 970, boom, I got this great discount from Capalbo's. And it looks great, tastes even better. It's affordable, 100% satisfaction guarantee. They've been in the area for 110 years in the tri-state area, family-owned business. It's right there, 350 Allwood Road in Clifton, New Jersey. I have sent Capalbo's so many times, and last year I had dinner with them, and we had the best time just sitting there talking, reminiscing about the heritage, about the community, you know, about everything that's great about the Christmas season, about the holiday season. You want to make a great impression, you have to send Capalbo's. And you can go to CapalbosOnline.com. It's CapalbosOnline.com online.com. If you'd like to call, it's 800-252-6262, 800-252-6262, and I want you to experience these great, amazing baskets. I send the tower out. They have this big gift tower with the big red ribbon, and then you can personalize the ribbon. Forget about it. I know what I'm talking about when I tell you about Capalbo's. Use the promo code Joe970 at checkout. Save 10% off your order. This Christmas, send the best. Send Capalbo's.
Due to the game, Kevin McCullough Radio, today at 4 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Wow. That's great. Christina Fontanelli, you know, at Carnegie Hall, we're going to tell you, Christmas in Italy. What do you think Dean Martin would say if he heard that, man? Sang was such a beautiful, he sounds so beautiful singing that song, girl. Look at that. That's great.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks.
You're doing Christmas in Italy, and this is, you're an award-winning PBS TV host, award-winning singer, and you bring everybody on stage. I heard Tony LoBianco's going to be there.
Yes.
Tony, my man.
Tony will MC for us.
Oh, this is great.
And Dominic Chianese will come and join
Dominic's
us.
Coming in.
Yes.
Dominic can sing.
He can sing.
He does. I saw him up in Bergen County.
Yes.
And over there at the Sacon Theater. And I couldn't leave. And I had to go somewhere else. And I saw him. I introduced him. And I couldn't leave. He was so great.
Aww.
He has those true Neapolitan folk songs with just a guitar.
He really has the spirit, you know. And he used to do that. And then he got his big break on television.
Yeah.
Became known as an actor more. But he loves to sing.
And Tony's going to be there. Could you do us a big favor?
Sure.
And can you get Tony to invite Frankie Morano to his Christmas party? Because Frankie's been waiting.
Tony, are you listening? Are you awake?
Yeah.
We wanted you to come down. But Eddie, Tony and Elise, I love them.
They're the best. They are the best. They're so warm and wonderful. And Tony, one of the great actors.
Tony's a great actor.
Great, true, great talent.
Yes.
And a matter of fact, I saw Little Flower, his rendition of
I'm
Fear Lola.
I'm his groupie. I've seen it like 10 times.
Around,
I go everywhere.
Yeah. Well, I know you have a lot of groupies, too, Christina Fontanelli right there. This is Sunday, December 9th, and this is a great hour because we have Christina Fontanelli, and then Michael Longoria is going to join us momentarily. Michael's got a great Christmas. Have you heard this kid do? He was Frankie Valli on Broadway.
Yes, he's terrific.
And Longoria, we make Michael Italian this morning, so he's not – he's laughing because I said – Not enough Italians. Tell us about Christmas in Italy at Carnegie Hall.
Yes, at Carnegie Hall. We made it to Carnegie Hall. I had an inspiration 15 years ago, Joe. It's been running for 15 years.
Wow.
To preserve the great songs of our heritage. Yeah. I was singing at an event. There was a New York Times reporter, and I sang Torna Sorrento, which I think everybody knows, but the Times reporter loved. There you go.
Bello. With it's if you got to sing it with the Neapolitan accent, right?
Yes. So anyway, the reporter didn't know the song, but he loved it. Can you imagine? And I said, "This is we have to preserve our heritage."
Yeah.
But in 15 years, Joe, not to get so serious, it started out that way, but now it's like just to preserve even our heritage at Christmas time.
I know.
Christmas.
I know.
People are saying, "Oh, change the title." I'm not changing the title.
They
it's Christmas.
They said that to you. They said that to you. Holy
Make
moly.
It a holiday show. You know. Yes. Yes, Joe.
Thank God for keeping the heritage
Christmas.
Alive.
It's Christmas in Italy, and we have 70 children that come and sing. They sing in Italian, "Tu scendi dalle little angels, tu scendi dalle stelle," for your audience. That's the traditional Italian Christmas carol. You came down from the stars. They sing Jingle Bells in Italian. They dance to Dominic the Donkey. And we have Santa Claus. And one of the boys that sings in my choir for years now, he's already 13. He said to me, he said, "Christina, is Santa Claus going to be there this year?" I mean, It makes my heart, you know, to these kids.
Tell us about, and where does your family come from in Italy?
My mother's side, from Molfetta. I'm saying that because she was a Jersey girl.
Yeah.
From Hoboken, Joe. So, you know, my early career as a singer, I sang at St. Anne's Feast.
Get out of here.
Oh, my God, my whole career for
played
20
there.
Years.
Played there.
Right? Everybody,
absolutely.
Sinatra,
absolutely.
Piscopo.
Yep. Ronald Reagan.
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's incredible. For 20 years, I sang at the St. Anne's in the beginning of my career.
Beautiful.
And I had a mini miracle because I was obsessed to go to Israel, the Holy Land. So I went last July, and the Israeli tour guide knew my name. He said, you're an opera singer. So he said, you have to sing for the people. Guess what day I wound up singing? In the town of Magdala, Mary Magdalene's hometown, there's a new church built to the great women
of
the
Nazareth,
Bible.
Up by Nazareth up there?
Yes.
Yeah, I know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wound up singing. I woke up in the middle of the night. The next day was St. Anne's Day.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
I wound up singing the Ave Maria in Magdala in the Holy Land.
Oh, my God. And they have Mary's up at Nazareth in the Holy Land.
Have you been?
Yes.
Oh, my God, Joe.
Because it's St. Joseph's up there. So
there you go. The carpentry shop.
I had to go where Joseph hung out.
My gosh.
And then they have Mary's home. Is that wild? They have Mary's home right there. Where you had to go into down. You had to walk down. And they had that. And then Anne, and we could talk, forgive me.
We could really.
And what a powerful saint. What a powerful story. Saint. What a powerful woman.
Oh, yes.
Mary's mother was St. Anne.
And you know what? Actually, I was so upset because, you know, we went to Bethlehem and the guide was saying, buy things in Bethlehem to support the Christian community. I'm for everybody. I'm not saying, they're so persecuted. There's only 30%
left.
That's
right. That's right.
And Jesus' hometown.
That's
so,
right.
I mean, it's like, excuse me. So this is my way. Christmas in Italy.
God bless you,
at
girl.
Carnegie Hall.
And you're an accomplished opera singer, an award-winning singer. A singer is like, it almost seems too slang. You're an artist, you know, and the way you sing. And your voice is second to none. And I have to tell you, because I'm always every day in the air, this is a great country. We're a great people. And I talk about the folks that come into this country legally, like our parents and grandparents did.
Oh.
It's the foundation of the United States, the ethnicity.
Yes.
So keep it alive.
Yes.
Christmas in Italy. It's at Carnegie Hall, December 9th. Where can somebody find you easily online?
Sure. Well, Carnegie is so famous. It's carnegiehall.org or Carnegie Charge. And actually, anybody who wants to come, we're practically sold out. It's at Zankel Hall, which is the mid-sized
beautiful
hall.
Theater.
But please try to come or tell your friends. And we also raise funds for children's causes such as St. Jude's, an orphanage in Naples. And,
God bless
you. Know,
that's great.
We hope
and
Joe Piscopo is going to join
us. We're
going to
look. December 9th, 3 p.m. right there, Carnegie Hall. Antonio Lobianco is going to be there. Dominic
Cayenez. Yes.
Christina, you know, Buon Natale.
Buon Natale. Buon Natale, Giuseppe.
God bless and thanks for being
Thank
here,
you.
Christina. Big Al's got the headline news. Michael Longoria live in the studio coming up momentarily, 9:34 on AM 970. The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970.
The Answer.
42 degrees at 9:34. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. If you want to weigh in on the MTA's proposed fare and toll hikes, now's your chance. The MTA holding the first in a series of public hearings this evening at Baruch College in Manhattan. It's facing a $1 billion deficit and is considering two proposals to help close that hole. One would keep the $2.75 bus and subway fare but eliminate the cash bonus on Metro cards, while a second option would hike the fare to $3 with a larger 10% cash bonus. MTA is also talking about a 4% fare hike on Metro North and Long Island Railroad and an 8% hike on bridge and tunnel tolls starting March of next year. Rider College is rejecting having Chick-fil-A on campus back in the spring. Students voted for the fast food restaurant as their top choice, but when the private school sent another survey in the fall, Chick-fil-A was excluded from the list. According to the university, the restaurant was excluded based on the company's record perceived to be in opposition to the LGBTQ community. However, now the university will hold a forum after both boycotts and support were voiced from students on the matter. In sports, Rangers improved to 8-1 in their last nine games at the Garden with a 4-2 win over the Ottawa Senators. Mike Hoffman scored in overtime as the Panthers beat the Devils 4-3. Monday Night Football, it was the Texans over the Titans 34-17. Mets have hired Jim Riggleman to be the team's bench coach for manager Mickey Callaway. And we've got college hoops tonight as St. John's takes on Maryland Eastern Shore. The tip-off is at 6:30. You can listen to the game right here on AM 970 The Answer. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Let's go right to the Sprain southbound at 287. It's an accident in the process of being cleared. We're still seeing delays at the inbound GWB upper level with an accident 30 minutes in there. And then you're busy over on the Cross Bronx eastbound getting right out toward the Deegan with an accident there as well. Over on the southbound New England Thruway down past Co-op City, a crash. Inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel, that's still about 20 to 30 minutes in. Holland down to a 10-minute delay. And do expect some delays as you head over to the northbound side of the Van Wyck getting right in toward the area of the LIE. An accident still being cleared, and the LIE eastbound at 108th. Watch out for an accident. That's over in the left lane. Traffic is still moving a little bit slowly for you over on the Belt Parkway. Belt Parkway eastbound getting out toward Rockaway Parkway. Looks like a disabled bus in the way, so prepare for some delays. And heading over to Metro North, delays of up to 10 minutes. 8 canceled trains this morning with New Jersey Transit. Partly cloudy today, high of 47. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Cold and flu season hits hard, especially for the millions of people living with heart disease, asthma, or cancer. Use the number one hospital-preferred thermometer, the Exergen Temporal Scanner, backed by more than 70 clinical studies.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
Dennis Prager explains why the left protests.
I'll tell you what they're protesting. They are protesting the lack of cause and meaning in their life. They don't know this, but I do. Left-wing protests in America are overwhelmingly a result of an emptiness in the soul.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Michael Medved at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Tune in for an early edition of Jay Sekulow Live today at 5:10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Christmas party, meeting my baby there. Christmas party, and I'm running late. Meeting you there for our first date. I'll be the one wearing the candy cane pin. I'll be the one unaware that the rest of my life will begin.
Michael Longoria, Michael in person, is the man. I love this kid.
Yeah, I love you, Joe.
You wrote this You wrote this. This is your best song ever.
Oh, thanks so much. I co-wrote this with my musical director from my album. Yes, absolutely. It's called "Marry Me This Christmas."
And your voice sounds better than ever, brother.
Thanks so much, man. It's part of that singing all those 60s tunes for the past 10 years.
I know that you weren't even born. You know, I have to go back. Michael and I met through our friend Ray Meir, who's just a brilliant soul, a wonderful soul, a warm guy. And he was one of the first investors in Jersey Boys.
Absolutely.
So Ray says to me, "You got to go see Jersey Boys." I go, "Yeah, no, I didn't get invited from anybody else. You think all the guys, no one invited me. Ray invited me. I saw you on stage. And tell us what you did, because you play many roles at first.
Yeah, well, okay, so when I started in Jersey Boys, I was I played Joe Pesci.
That's
a 16-year-old version of Joe Pesci. So I had to imagine what that guy would be like as a teenager. You know, so I watched Goodfellas, and I watched all those Home Alone.
So wait. So you had no idea who the great Joe Pesci
was? Well, I knew who he was, obviously, from those movies, but I didn't know what he would be like as a teenager. I had to envision, you know, there wasn't that much footage.
It was hysterical.
There's actually one movie where Joe Pesci appears like in the background of the chorus, and he's like a teenage dancer, and he's dancing. It's crazy. You got to look it up. Google it. You got to find it.
Yeah.
But then during that same time, I was asked to also start learning the part of Frankie Valli, and I started playing the matinees as Frankie Valli.
How old were you?
At that time? 25.
Oh, 25,
yes.
On Broadway, brother?
Yeah, well, it was hard. And then 26 and 20, I mean, on and on, it kept going on. I was there for 3 years.
Yeah.
It was a lot of learning experience. But in the first year, they let me play both parts at the same time. So I was playing Joe Pesci at night and playing Frankie Valli during the matinees. And then anytime the guy got sick, I would also go on at night. So I was playing these two Italian guys, you know, both very different, but both short. So that's why I was perfect for the typecasting, you know?
You were, you know, on stage brilliant. And
thanks
I've seen
so
you in your club. We follow you. We're all fans. And when what you did on Broadway, and that shows you with Christian Hoff and the boys.
Yes.
And then you go out, and I want to jump to, before I find out how you got to Broadway, to the Midtown, man.
Yes.
You guys
Midtown
are like world famous now. Michael!
Michael! You know, I love these guys. You know, it's the guys that I played the Four Seasons with on Broadway. And we get to tour the nation singing the 60s hits. And we're still, this is our ninth year touring as the Midtown Man. You should check us out on iTunes as well.
It is so great. And the last time I saw you, we were at the Plaza. And I was dancing with that wild gal. Remember that
I
gal?
Remember, because I kept looking at you. I was like, what? Who is...
I don't know how she, I got there. She was like a friend of a friend or something. And then
she
I'm
looked
dancing.
Like she was your friend.
Guilty as charged. I'm looking at Michael on stage, and you're nailing it. You're nailing it with Christian and Bobby and Danny.
Yes.
The great. This is a great team. And then Michael looks at me like, Joe, really?
I gave you the encouraging look. Like I was like, Joe, really? I was like, why are you listening to me? Get out of here.
You were so funny. But I get that you have that down now. The Midtown Man. The band is great.
The band is great, yeah. And the songs are amazing. They're,
your
you know,
voices are nothing short of sensational.
Thanks, man.
I don't know how you do it, and you're playing big halls.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're performing performing arts centers, casinos. I mean, we're all over the place, and it's really awesome.
So Michael Longoria is in. Tell us about, now, I always like to say you're Italian, and that's the first thing I say is Italian, but is you really Latino, correct?
Yes. I was a Mexican-American. I was raised culturally in that kind of... mariachi music originally,
yes,
but in the duplicity of Mariah Carey. So like that was my parents' music, and then at the same time on the radio was, you know, Mariah Carey, Michael Jackson, all these pop divas of the 90s. So it was a very interesting cultural mix of music that I got to develop my
voice.
Your
mom was a big influence?
Oh yeah, my mom was a big old belter in mariachi music.
She was.
Well, you know, I learned how to sing in Spanish before I learned how to speak in Spanish, because I still don't know how to really speak it that well. I speak it, I understand it more than I can speak it, because it's, you know, my grandparents would speak it, but I learned how to interpret music by listening to the emotion of a song, because I didn't know what the words meant. You know, so yeah. I usually pick songs.
Well said.
How it hits my heart.
So your upbringing, because I remember I saw your one-man show, which was great.
Yes.
And we came down and
Broadway
saw it.
Brick by brick.
It was wonderful. And so, it was tough coming up when you came
out. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, coming up in a blue-collar family, and my parents are very Catholic, they they didn't necessarily think that their kid was going to be a tap dancing, singing guy going to New York City and trying to be sure. on Broadway.
Yeah.
So it was very tough. You know, it was very tough, especially for my dad, obviously, because, you know, he's a very machismo, masculine guy. He was in the Marines during the Vietnam era. And you know, to have his young son, who he was very proud of me. You know, I was in commercials and I was singing as a young little boy. But then there was a transition where, you know, once I was a teenager, it kind of became a little awkward all of a sudden for him. Like, I remember West Side Story. I was in a show, and he came and saw the opening number where I'm dancing and doing da-na-na-na-na, da-na-na-na-na-na. And all of a sudden, I noticed him. He walked out.
Oh,
and he literally spent the entire time. I know it sucks, right? But I'm over it now. I'm way over it now. And we've moved on from it.
You had the heart to heart with him. You had a
heart-to-heart. I mean, yeah, as an adult, but it took a long time. Yeah. You know, it took a long time for him to understand. You know what I was doing and why I was doing it, and that's who I was. I'm a performer. I need to be on stage. And
yeah,
be
man.
You know, it's not just about singing. It's about the journey of the song. It's about giving my soul.
And you're so electric, man. You were born to do it, brother.
Thanks,
let
man.
Me tell you something. Then you get to New York.
So,
you
yeah,
went to
so
school here.
I went to the High School for the Arts in L.A., and through there I learned about NYU. And NYU, I got accepted to Tisch School of the Arts, and they gave me a scholarship.
Wow. Wow.
You know, I needed that because otherwise I would not be able to come.
Did your parents understand how great that was, how monumental
that was? I think they did,
yeah.
But they were still like, what's New York? You're going where? You know? And I up until the day that I left, you know, I bought my own plane ticket. I like packed my own bags. Mm. Up until the day I left, I don't think they realized that I was actually leaving.
Yeah.
And I was 17 years old, and I had to go. I had to. And you know, a few years later, I you know, reconnected with them, and now, you know, they've seen me on Broadway. Your Jersey Boys happened, and my dad was like, "Michael, Michael," totally inappropriately acting in a theater, and I was like, "That's
he's
my dad."
From the audience
in the middle of a Frankie Valli tune.
That
I was like,
great.
"Sit down, Dad."
That's great. So you went, when you were Tisch, you went to audition for Jersey Boys, or did they come take a look at folks at Tisch?
When I was in Tisch, after Tisch, I waited tables for like about a year at Ellen Stardust Diner, and then I got into Hairspray on Broadway. I was a swing in the dancing chorus.
Right, right.
So from there, I heard, because in the know, once you're in the chorus of an ensemble of a Broadway show, you hear about all the auditions.
Yeah.
I heard they were looking for short Italian tenors, and I was like, I can do it. You know, so I was like, I was harassing the casting directors, saying, "Hey, I could do this." And eventually, they gave me a shot, and I sang Sherry.
Well, which is great. And how does your voice? I mean, I don't understand how it's 8 shows a week, and you have to do a warm up. Of course, they teach
right.
you to do the warm up. Yet your voice on this record, I'm holding in my hand. If you're watching it on TV, Michael Longoria. This is "Merry Christmas, Darling." You have to check this. This is a great Christmas CD. Where can we find it, by the way?
It's on most platforms, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify.
Okay.
You can get it on BroadwayRecords.com.
But you've absorbed everything that you've learned, man.
Yeah, well, this is a romantic Christmas album with a 60s vibe.
I
so all
it.
Of my voice
it.
And all of my career on Broadway has been in 60s,
yeah,
Hairspray,
yeah,
Jersey
yeah.
Boys, The Midtown Man.
Yeah.
So it's kind of my lane, and I wanted to have an album that was all about the romantic side of Christmas, from the Romeo side, who's waiting for his lover to come home, and they're snowed out, and there's no way they're getting home. All these songs are the longing for your love to come for Christmas. And I feel like when I started to delve into this, which was in the summer, I just really needed Christmas. I needed the warmth of it, the hope, the love.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like, you know, if the next thing I wanted to put out there artistically, I wanted people to feel that, you know, some healing, some tenderness, some giving. And that's what Merry Christmas, Darling, is all about.
That's why I wanted to take time this morning. Michael called me, if you're listening and you watch it. He said, "Hey, Joe, I want to come on and plug the album." And I said, you know, it's just what we need. You know, Christina was here. We just need a little break from it all. And the love from this record, you could feel it. As soon as I heard it, I sent it to Frankie. We said, boom. You know, and you're always welcome here, by
Thanks,
the way.
Man. Thank you.
And you're
so
always
much.
Welcome. And now you're living here most of the time, because I know you're traveling all around the world.
I live right in the heart of Hell's Kitchen, Manhattan. And, you know, blocks away from Times Square. I avoid it at all times, because every time I go there, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I live right here, and all these tourists.
Hey, man.
But they're awesome.
I cut my teeth down there. It's Hell's Kitchen. Now it's Clinton Hill. Isn't it Clinton Hill now they call it?
Yeah, they have every 4 blocks, it's a new name. Yeah, every 4 blocks.
It is. But you're doing great, Mike. So happy for you.
Thanks so much.
Because you're in the family. We're in the family of our buddies that hang out and with Mr. Mira, and we go to show, and then I will MC a show, and we'll do, like, we almost had you for the Rolling Gold Glove Awards, but you guys were in California.
Right.
So check out the Midtown Men. But right now we want you to check out the album, Michael Longoria album.
Yeah, and just Merry Christmas, Darling. And I also have a concert at Birdland December 10th.
Oh!
It's the debut. My first off, my debut Birdland concert. I've never performed there before.
Great room.
Great room. And I'm also performing for the first time this entire album, "Merry Christmas, Darling," live in concert, December 10th at 8:30 p.m.
Wait, tell me again where that's going to be now.
Birdland, December 10th.
Great.
At 8:30 p.m.
Great, right there, Michael Longoria live in the present. I'm telling you, you have tears in your eyes when you watch this. The angelic voice of Michael Longoria. You don't want to miss it. And check out Michael Longoria. "Merry Christmas, Darling." I love you, man.
Thank you so much. Love you guys.
Great to see you. Love you too, man. Give me a hug. There it is. There's my man, Michael. So watch this kid from Broadway going on to be a big superstar. All don't forget us when you're
please.
Up there. Please, he came back.
I'll call you again next week.
Well, you're good. Debbie's on the road. It's 9:49 with Piscopo in the morning. Debbie, I check out Michael.
Look at all the songs on here. Yeah. They're all so fabulous. I can't wait to hear them all.
You'll absolutely love it. He's a great kid with a magnificent talent. Deb, so thank you for being with us. Deb, I miss you in the studio. We're saving the chocolate for you.
And
how's traffic doing this morning at 10 before 10 o'clock?
Let's see what's happening. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, everybody. Let's go out to the Sprain southbound, getting down toward 287. Accident off on the shoulder. Watch for construction on the Palisades Parkway northbound, getting up toward the Bear Mountain Circle. If you're heading inbound at the GWB, it's an accident underneath the apartments, just about cleared from the right lane, but it's at least 30 in. And once you're on the Cross Bronx eastbound, that's going to be stop and go as well. Cross Bronx eastbound, getting right out toward the Deegan with an accident on the shoulder. Southbound New England Thruway, getting down past Co-op City, a crash over there. And also the Bronx River Parkway south at 177th, they're doing construction. Eastbound LIE at 108th, that's an accident. Left lane remains blocked. Now the inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel, that's still about 30 in. Holland down to a 10-minute delay. 3 eastbound getting out through Rutherford, moving slowly with an accident just cleared away. And traffic is still moving a little bit slowly for you as you take a ride up to 9D in Wappingers Falls with a collision car into a pole. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
I want to say something about rush tax resolution. You know, I've always been blown away by people who are in trouble with the IRS and try and deal with it themselves. You know, people who wouldn't try fixing their own plumbing or fixing their own car. No problem picking up the phone and trying to deal with their own tax issues with the IRS. They owe a ton of money, they can't pay the IRS, and they think, oh, I can handle this. This is crazy. The IRS is nothing to mess with. So what do you do? Call Rush Tax Resolution. Take one listener who owed over 90 grand after hearing me talk about Rush Tax. She picked up the phone. Rush Tax got the IRS to settle her case for $100 total. Now, even if you don't qualify for the IRS forgiveness program, Rush Tax can still protect you, fight the IRS on penalties, and get you the lowest payment plan. They've got an A-plus rating and an incredible zero complaint history with the BBB. Rush Tax is the only company I recommend. 855-IRS-CALL. 855-IRS-CALL. Rush Tax will tell you right away if they can help you. They won't take the case if they can't help you. 855-477-2255. 855-IRS-CALL or RushTaxResolution.com. That's RushTaxResolution.com.
Ever wonder what it would take to actively trade in the U.S. stock market but with no previous experience? Well, TradeWade can teach you to trade, invest, and protect your money at a two-day event this Friday and Saturday at Nyack College in New York City, located at 2 Washington Street. For $99.95, you can bring anyone in your household plus a friend. And there's a money-back guarantee if this event isn't for you. Interested? Call 877-907-TRADE or visit events.tradeway.com. That's events.tradeway.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Clouds and some intervals of sunshine today and becoming increasingly windy, high 46. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, windy and colder, low 34. Tomorrow, a blustery cold day with intervals of clouds and sun. There could be some snow flurries in the northern New Jersey and Hudson Valley suburbs, the high tomorrow 44. On Thursday, times of sun and clouds, a very breezy, chilly day, highs in the mid-40s. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you there, Joe Lumberg, Joe Piscopo on the radio, 952. Mike Gallagher coming up. You don't want to miss Mike, by the way, 10:05, please. I'm one of the great broadcasters, compassionate conservative. Mr. Gallagher is. Can I tell you about Mike Connors? You know, if you're planning for the future, you know it's important. Are you and your family protected? If you're not around to make the decisions, who will? I worry about this all the time. Are your assets protected from probate and nursing home costs? The time to plan is now. If you need a will, trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, estate plan, you can attend to Connors and Sullivan. Free seminar, love that word, free, and have all your questions answered by Mr. Mike Connors himself tonight, November 27th, that is today. Actually, you know what? In about an hour, they have one starting. It's in Bay Ridge at the Greenhouse Cafe on 3rd Avenue. So tonight, it's at 7 p.m. But listen, if you would, Greenhouse Cafe, 3rd Avenue, today, 11 a.m. in an hour, there's a seminar, and 3 p.m. as well, and then also one this evening at 7 p.m. Tomorrow, you can go to Sheepshead Bay on Avenue West at Buckley's, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. And finally, on Friday, November 30th, in Bayside at the Adria on Northern Boulevard, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Now, if you can't make any of these free seminars, then you can always call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment, 718-238-6500, or visit the website, ConnorsandSullivan.com. As Mike Connors himself always says, the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Say it loud.
I love it. I love it.
Say it loud.
Yeah, man.
James! Look here. Some people say we got a lot of malice. Some say it's a lot of nerve. But I say we won't quit moving until we get what we deserve. We've been built and we've been scorned. We've been treated bad, talked about, as sure as you moan. But just as sure as it takes two eyes to make a pair. Brother, we can't quit until we get our share.
So I'm a kid when that came out. You got a year when that came out? Al, had to be late 60s sometimes, right? It was Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud.
I don't have a year. I think it's late 60s.
So, I mean, and of course the Newark riots happened in 1967. The riots were all around the country. There was racial strife. My boomer brothers and sisters know. And there James Brown comes out with a song, Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud. You know, it was peaceful. It was direct. It was inspiring. And we applauded it and we embraced it. And it's as it should be. It wasn't like what's happening now where they accuse you, oh, about white privilege or this lives matter, that lives matter. James Brown, he was such a social hero. You know, Frankie, and you don't understand it because I lived it, man. And I was a kid. And I said, wait a minute, my family was prejudiced against too. We didn't do anything, but then we understood the plight of the African Americans in the United States of America. James was front and center, man.
And
was
a real talent. I mean,
oh, the man. He's the man. He was the man. But I'm just saying, you could do it in a nice way like this. You don't have to. And for him to say that was a hit song, you know.
I know.
It was a hit song. And you know who probably bought most of the records? The white kids.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, Lord. It's just, you got to put all the hate aside, all the divide aside. It's just got to stop. It's time to join together. And I'm seeing how when the Democrats now, they get in power in the House, what do? They're starting with the Mueller probe. And then the Republicans get mad. And now they're going to go after Hillary. Where were the Republicans the last 2 years, for crying out loud? In immigration reform and health care reform. Somebody's got to sit down, and I'm hoping, because I know Nancy Pelosi, as we chatted about on the air, that she is really... She could work with Donald Trump, and so could Chuck Schumer. I'm telling you, you know why? They know each other. They know each other. And who was on the show yesterday? Was it Rick Klein was saying, and we were talking about how a lot of the folks like Pelosi, like Chuck Schumer, Donald Trump was very close to these guys when they were
in New York. Yeah, big contributor to them as well. You know? Absolutely.
So my hope is high, but again, I don't want to be, I'm the eternal optimist, and I just hope that we stay that way. Look, the legalization of marijuana in New Jersey, I think, is the worst thing that could happen to the state. And due respect to Senator Sweeney, the head of the Senate, great guy, to Governor Murphy, who's also a very nice guy. I don't know how, and I understand, if you're going to get beer, why can't you get marijuana? I understand that.
I don't know about that.
But no, it's true.
Part of the problem is a lot of these towns don't want it. They don't want them selling
it
in their towns.
That's a great point.
So where are you going to be able to buy it? And the other issue is, how are you going to be able to know that somebody's on it?
What's
the test?
This is where I was going out. You got to ask law enforcement, whether it's concealed weapons or whether it's a legalization of marijuana, or you got to go to your chiefs of police or the sheriffs around the state, the New Jersey State Police, and go, you know, how is this going to affect law enforcement? There's no way to detect. They have no way. Do you know the mess, God forgive me, and God forbid, on the roads of New Jersey, the stone drive, the buzz drivers now, it's going to be a nightmare. You're absolutely right. And now you're right.
On the flip side, fast food sales will go through the roof.
Big Al knows. He knows. He's been there.
I need a Crave case. Stat.
Giving Tuesday. Joey Benefit will be with the Boys and Girls Club on this Giving Tuesday at the Robert Treat Hotel. That is tonight, and we're going to celebrate some beautifully, beautiful, inspirational kids in the Boys and Girls Clubs throughout the great state of New Jersey. And that is where my parents, by the way, had their wedding reception at the Rubber Treat in Newark in 1948. Proud to go back. Great show, Frankie. I appreciate
thank
that
you,
very much. Al, I love you. Thanks, guys. George and Matt and everybody, thank you. Make it a great day. You deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.